Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. Rav Julius Hirsch sees our Perek as a response to a question plaguing the minds of many. Will Israel be lost forever? What will happen to what we call the 10 lost tribes? Will they ever rejoin Klal Yisrael? Our Perek is the Navi's comforting response to their fears. Rav Schwab feels our Perek is a response to another looming question. Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach and lost that potential for reasons we will discuss in Chapter 12. But will we ever be worthy of a Mashiach to redeem us? Who will it be and what will that time look like? Metzudas David and Radak see our Perek as a comparison between the miracle that occurred with Sancheirev to the miracle that will occur at the times of Mashiach. Sancheirev's entire army was destroyed in one instant, a miracle that left everyone humbled. But in the future, there will be an even bigger miracle that will occur through a descendant of Chizkiyahu with the coming of Mashiach. V'yatza choter migeza yishai v'nitzer misharashav yifreh. A shoot will sprout forth from the tree trunk of Yishai, and a blossom will grow from its roots. Rashi answers the first question right away. The tree trunk of Yishai is Malchus Beis David, the southern kingdom of Yehuda. Their presence can still be seen, despite being a fraction of what they once were. In fact, many of us are descendants of that southern kingdom. The words V'yatza Choter Migeza Yishai establishes that those exiled from the south, from Yehuda and Yerushalayim, will once again sprout forth and regrow. The root, however, cannot be seen. This is the northern kingdom, who were taken into exile and dispersed, making it difficult to find them. Hence the title, the 10 Lost Tribes. But even they will blossom and grow once again. The word v'netzer misharashav yifreh establishes that those unknown Jewish tribes, those beneath the surface, will rejoin the Jewish nation at the times of Mashiach. Our parak about the times of Mashiach begins by establishing that the 12 tribes will once again return to the lands of Israel and flourish. The Malbim answers the second question regarding Mashiach. From the very first moment exile began, the Nevi'im were giving over messages regarding the Geula, the redemption and the coming of Mashiach. But there are two possibilities regarding the coming of Mashiach based on a pasuk from chapter 60 in Yeshayahu, where he says two famous words, Bi'ita Achishena. Mashiach can either come Bi'ita, at the predestined time when Hashem said Mashiach needs to arrive by, or Mashiach can come before then, if we are worthy, through Teshuvah and Chesed. If Mashiach comes before this predestined time, it is referred to as Achishena, coming speedily. So the phrase Bi'ita Achishena refers to two possible times and ways for Mashiach to come. Since exile began during Yeshayahu's time, he already begins talking about the redemption. The potential to bring Mashiach rested in the hands of the people if they did teshuvah and changed for the better. Had the people really done teshuvah, the era of Mashiach would have begun right then and there, when the kingdom was already established and in place. The tree trunk is referring to the kingdom that was already in place, and the Mashiach would have been none other than Chizkiyahu, and Gog Umagog would have been Sancheirev. But the people did not do teshuvah, and even the trunk was eventually cut down, putting the Davidic dynasty on hold. But the roots are still alive, beneath the surface, and Mashiach will come, Bi'ita, in its due time. So although that generation's Mashiach, Chizkiyahu, did not materialize, here is a promise that another Mashiach will once again continue the Davidic dynasty. Psukim Bet through Hay, verses 2 to 5, explain the great leadership of the Mashiach and how he contrasts with all the corrupt leaders described in the previous chapters. The Abarbanel highlights 10 unique characteristics of the Mashiach described in our Psukim. 1. Migeza Yishai clarifies that his lineage needs to come from David, who was the son of Yishai. 2. V'nacha alav ruach Hashem. Mashiach will have a high level of prophecy. Mashiach will use this high level of prophecy to judge the people honestly. Hashem will give Mashiach clarity and judgment between the guilty and the innocent. This allows for all citizens and people to be judged fairly, despite any wealth, prestige, and manipulation. At the times of Mashiach, only truth will reign. Number 3, Hashem will grant Mashiach Ruach Chachma Ubina Ruach Itza, a tremendous level of wisdom and knowledge. According to the Rambam, Mashiach must be knowledgeable in all of Torah Shebechtav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, the written and oral Torah. Number 4, V'haricho B'yiras Hashem. Mashiach will not be tempted by physical pleasures, desires, and distractions. Number 5, V'shafat B'tzedek Dalim. Unlike so many leaders in Yeshayahu's time, the Mashiach will make sure to hear the poor people's complaints, and he will judge looking for justice, searching for truth, and caring for all people, especially the vulnerable. Number 6, Vihika Eretz B'Shevet Piv. The Mashiach will work in ways that are against nature. He will punish without needing any tactics or weapons, but merely B'Shevet Piv, by uttering the ruling. Number 7, V'hayat Tzedek Ezor Matnav V'ha'emunah Ezor Chalatzav. Mashiach will consistently rule with justice and uprightness. There will be peaceful times without needing to fear terrorism or any danger. This is especially true because with the coming of Mashiach, everyone will recognize Hashem and Torah as truth. That will eliminate so many causes of war. Number 8, Eilav Goyim Yidrishu. All the nations will accept Mashiach as their leader. One universally accepted leader will eradicate so many causes of tension and war. Number 9, V'asaf Nitzchei Yisrael. This is what we call Kibbutz Galios, that all the Shvatim, the 12 tribes, will once again return to Israel from all areas around the world. And number 10, V'haisa Mesila L'Sha'ar Amo, Asher Yisha'er Me'ashur, Ka'asher Haytal Yisrael B'yom Alato Me'aretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem will once again perform a miracle, similar to when we left Egypt, where major bodies of water will split to give the Jewish people a way to travel from their houses back home to the lands of Israel. With an ideal leader established, Pesukim Vav through Tet, verses 6 through 9, describe what the actual time period of Mashiach will be like. These Pesukim are quite well known, and there are many paintings that depict these Pesukim. V'gar ze'ev im keves, v'namer im gedi yerbatz, v'egel ukfir umri yachtav, v'na'ar katon nohigbam. A wolf and a lamb will live alongside each other. A leopard will lie near a kid goat. A calf, lion, and young animal will be together, and a young boy will lead them. The Pesukim continue describing more wildlife living alongside each other who were previously enemies. According to the Ramban and Radak, these Pesukim should be taken literally. Before Adam HaRishon's sin in Gan Eden, the nature of animals was different. The era of Mashiach will return the world back to that Gan Eden existence where animals were able to live alongside each other and with mankind in peace. The Rambam completely disagrees with this approach. He sees these Pesukim as a mashal, a metaphor for world peace. All the animals are really different nations of the world who will be able to live peacefully with each other. The famous words of the Rambam are Olam kiminhago nohig, which means the world will act as we know it. The natural world will continue as is. The only difference between this world and the era of Mashiach, in his words, are Shibud Malchios Bilvad, which is world peace. This world peace is only possible because Mala Haaretz Dea Es Hashem. The world will fully recognize Hashem and accept Mashiach as the world leader and Torah as the moral compass of the world. So the Ramban sees the world going back to an ideal, Gan Eden, a Gan Eden-like reality, where the Rambam feels the world will continue as we know it, just with complete world peace. The Radbaz brings a fascinating approach that weaves the Rambam and Ramban together. In our perek, when Yeshayahu describes the era of Mashiach, he writes, Lo yiru v'lo yashchitu b'chol har kachi Kimala Haaretz Dea Es Hashem. There will be no fighting and no destruction anywhere on my holy mountain, because the entire earth will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Essentially, full clarity of Hashem will remove causes of war. But if you look closely, the Radbaz notes that it says, Mala Haaretz, the lands will be full. Hey Hayidiyah, the lands. Not just any lands, the lands, meaning the lands of Israel. As such, according to the Radbaz, the rest of the world will run as usual with world peace, but the Haaretz, the lands of Israel, will have a Gan Eden-like existence where the nature of animals really is different and people and animals can live alongside each other. The Karen Tuvia piggybacks on this idea and says, Ki ba'alei chayim mashpi'im mehanhagat ha'adam, which means animals are impacted and affected by people's actions. In other words, our actions have consequences not just for ourselves, but for the entire natural world. That explains why the entire nature of animals and land changed after Adam's sins. But with the era of Mashiach, people will be on a higher spiritual level, so animals can go back to that calmer, domesticated state. The Toldos Adam sees these animals as symbols of different tribes within the Jewish people. Throughout Jewish history, sinas chinam, baseless hatred, has been a core issue for us as a community. But here Yeshayahu is sharing that at the time of Mashiach, the Jewish people will have achdus and peace, not just internationally, but among ourselves as well. A final approach is that of the Zohar. According to the Zohar, the destructive forces that will be destroyed at the time of Mashiach is actually our Yetzer Hara. With full clarity, Mala Haaretz Dea Es Hashem, people will have an easier time doing what is right, yearning to be close to Hashem and growing in our Torah and mitzvot. Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13 says, V'sara kinat Ephraim, v'tzore Yehuda yikaretu. Ephraim lo yikane et Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yatzor et Ephraim. Ephraim and Yehuda will no longer have jealousy or animosity towards each other. Rashi there says, Mashiach ben Yosef u'Mashiach ben David lo yik'anu zet bazeh. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David will not be jealous of one another. Most Jews know that we are waiting for Mashiach ben David, but many do not realize there is another Mashiach from the line of Yosef. There are debates about the role of Mashiach ben Yosef, but many view him as a military leader who sets the stage for Mashiach ben David. There are even opinions that he may die during the fight. But what is significant about these two family lines is that David and Ephraim represent the northern and southern kingdoms. Yeravam ben Nevat, the first king of the northern kingdom, was from Shevet Ephraim. For about 240 years, there was tension between these two tribes, fighting over leadership with intense jealousy and hatred. But here we have a vision of one tribe leading the way for the rightful kings, the line of David. The Ramchal widens the impact of this pasuk on all of Jewry. He explains that in our world, prior to the coming of Mashiach, we can sometimes be jealous of each other, even in our religious life. We sometimes put down another kind of Jew when really it stems from an inner contempt or jealousy. But with Mashiach, all jealousy will cease to exist because we will realize every person has their unique way of serving Hashem. There is no one way. There is not even one tribe. And with Mashiach, we will recognize the unique derech, the unique path and relationship each Jew has with Hashem. When we are jealous, it is because it's about our own egos. He thinks he's more religious than me. But when the world runs on MS, everyone is sincerely serving Hashem, it is no longer about our egos. It's about real growth and a real relationship with Hashem. So whether the peace is between nations, among Klal Yisrael, between individual Jews, or inside ourselves, we yearn for a time when we will sincerely serve Hashem under the leadership of Mashiach. Finally, the leadership will be about Hashem and not the leader's ego. And we, the nation, the world, will follow suit and serve Hashem for His sake and not our own. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilo Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.